This hour is sponsored by Debt Free for Good.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Debt Free for Good. And we are excited to be in the WHIO studio today. Again, you're listening to AM 1290, News 95.7. And as always, we're in the studio with Ashley Woodbury and then the co-founders of Debt Free for Good, Kyle Williams and Jeremy Adam. And I'm Jordan Connect speaking. And just a real quick shout out to my wonderful grandma, Joyce Connect, who listens every week and is sharing everything about this with anybody and around her in Middletown, Ohio.
Hello, Joyce.
Well, thank you for the nice intro, Jordan. How are you doing this evening, afternoon, today?
I'm doing wonderful. And here's why I'm doing wonderful, because I'm excited for you guys to go through the first 30 minutes that you guys talk about when you sit down and do a consultation with everyone. I've been love reading the feedback of everybody that you guys have met with over the last couple of months, the people that you've helped set up insurmountable plans to overcome crushing debt. And I've seen some of the people that have said, well, I don't know if I want to meet with you guys yet. I'm confused what your consultation is. So I think it's perfect today that you guys are going to sit down and go through kind of the first, what is it, Kyle, 20, 30 minutes of the meet and greet?
Yeah, usually 25 to 30 minutes is about what it takes.
Perfect.
Well, and you know, we've talked about this a lot. We had to do a lot of soul searching on this because there is really a lot of meat and potatoes in here that we're going to be going over. So grab some notes, and if you are trepidatious at all about coming in and meet, because you know I'm kind of that way. I don't like going places really at all. But let's go ahead and give them some meat, Kyle.
All right then. Well, one of the things that we do is when we meet with somebody, we always like to start everybody off at the same exact spot, because we don't know you yet. We don't know your situation yet. So we always want to start basically at right at go and then see kind of where things go from there. So I always like to start off by asking people two very simple questions. The first one is, are you 100% certain that you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? And the second one is, what if we could show you how to get out of debt, including your mortgage and student loans, in 9 years or less, typically without spending any additional money? And those are the two questions that we usually start with. And Jeremy, what are some of the responses we usually get from those?
You know, it's amazing, because when you ask the first question, first off, it can kind of confuse people a little bit, but because, you know, were we talking about retirement or debt here? Well, they're the same thing. How are you going to have a good retirement if you're saddled with a ton of debt? But generally, when we speak to people, and you may find yourself in this same way, same position, people think that you're too broke to be able to put money aside for retirement. People want to start doing it later, later, later. Now, Kyle, you just had a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one coming?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so... I didn't. My last birthday, I was a little bit surprised that I was already 36.
Hmm. Again.
Again. And that's what a lot of people find themselves in. So they're not at all prepared, or at least they're not certain. They might be a little bit prepared.
Yeah. Usually when we ask folks if they're going to be 100% certain about a great retirement, usually I think I've only met with one or two people that were adamant that they were going to have a great retirement. Everybody else either has a little bit of doubt, some doubt, or a lot of doubt.
And they're afraid, and they're generally afraid to ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And it's, you know, it's just, we always want to kind of find out exactly, you know, where they are right up front, so we can kind of go from there. And one of the next things that we usually talk about just really kind of jumps right into debt is that the average American household has about $250,000 in debt. And that is a combination of your mortgages, your student loans, your auto, your car loans, credit cards, all those kinds of things. And having that much debt is bad enough. But usually one of the biggest things that hurts people is where your money goes. Mm-hmm. And because on average, 40% of your money every single month disappears to taxes.
40%.
On average.
One of the wealth assassins, taxes.
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah. And, you know, when you think about taxes, there's a handful of them that always come to mind. You think of income tax. If you pay attention to your check stub, you're probably looking at like your Social Security and your Medicare tax, and you're thinking of those. If you're a homeowner, you've got property taxes. But there's so many other taxes that we have to deal with on a regular basis that also factor into that equation, because pretty much anywhere you go to buy something, you're going to pay sales tax.
Yep.
And anywhere you go in Ohio, it's probably going to be at least 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I pull up to the gas pump, you've got gasoline tax. And, you know, here in Ohio, that just got raised by another 10 cents a gallon not too long ago. And you've also got a whole variety of other ones. If you look at your cable or your cell phone bill, if you break that down, there's a whole variety of small little taxes in there. And when you add all those up, it typically comes out to around 40%.
Yeah, or if you stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
Hotels have taxes attached to them.
Exactly. So there's a lot of ways that taxes just simply eat into your money. The next biggest thing that typically eats into your income is interest. And according to the studies that we've looked at and that we've read, the average household spends 34% of their money on interest every single month. So between those two, they've eaten up almost 75% of your income every month.
So let's break that down then. That's, you know, you can say 75%, but there's, you know, some people that, you know, have a hard time breaking that down. So you take a dollar, break it into four quarters, throw three of them away, and you're left with 25 cents that you get to live on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, specifically, it's 26 cents. And out of that, you get to use 23 cents out of that dollar to be able to live life the way that you want to. And the average household can only save 3 pennies out of every dollar.
So how are you supposed to combat that? How are you supposed to live a good life when you're only keeping 26 cents out of every dollar that you make?
Well, that's where having a strategy and having a plan comes into place. Because what we want to do is, as far as taxes go, we want to show people how to lower their taxes down to 30% over time. And I always stress over time, we can't just flip this magic switch and drop your tax rate by 10%. If we could, we'd be billionaires and we wouldn't need to be on the radio
You wouldn't be able to meet with us for free.
Oh, certainly. Certainly. We could charge whatever we wanted for that and see people all day long.
Yeah.
But we want to show you how to reduce your tax burden over time. Also, what we want to do is show you how to reduce the interest that you're paying. We want to reduce that from 34, usually down to 22%, and eventually down to zero.
I just want to jump into what you said right there, 34 down to 22%. So for those of you that are listening right now, Jeremy said a dollar. And what is it, 74 cents is being thrown away basically in taxes and interest.
Right.
What they're proposing, for those of you that are listening, is not the remaining 26 cents you try to find a way for retirement. They're basically saying if you eliminate 10% or more of the interest or the tax category, that's the 10% that you're advised all the time. You're basically beaten over the head since you're a little kid to save for retirement.
Right.
So it's always, where do I find 10 cents on every dollar to save for retirement? Well, if you make $2,500 a month and we remove a $250 minimum credit card payment, that $250 is your 10%.
Absolutely.
That's what they're getting at.
Yes. And it just grows and continues to grow over time.
Yeah. And by eliminating the tax rates in the future and the interest rate, then you can get to the point where you can spend more money on lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that a lot of folks that work with us, especially as we get going into the program, really enjoy, is that it really does free up cash flow. And instead of sacrificing your lifestyle to try to get out of debt, you can actually improve it. You can actually go do more things that you enjoy. At the same time, you can also dramatically increase the amount of money that you are saving for retirement, because we're working on getting you out of debt and clearing up all that cash flow.
Well, and I think, Kyle, that's really one of the things that separates us from a lot of other folks that are talking about debt, is that we're not telling you to eat beans and rice. We're not telling you to sell your cars. We're not telling you to get a second job. We're telling you to use the money that you have smarter.
Yeah, it's that really is it. You want to be more effective and more efficient with the money that you already have. So step one in this process is just simply knowledge. And it's just a matter of asking yourself, what if we could show you how to reduce the volume of interest that you're paying to lenders? What if you could get out of debt in 9 years or less? What if you can improve your cash flow? What if you can decrease your taxes? If you have kids that are not in college yet, would you like to be able to save for college? Or maybe your grandkids if you'd want to save for that. And what if you could retire with tax-favored income?
I just want to jump in. Some of those questions that you just asked right there, being that I'm 27 years old, a lot of friends in my age group are just drowning in student loan debt. And one thing I want to point out to everybody that's listening on the radio, I have seen these gentlemen and Ashley help many, many people put plans in place to get out of student debt. So a lot of times you'll hear us on the radio talk about credit card debt. You hear us talk about car loans. You hear us talk about mortgages. You know, that may be for a different generation that they're struggling with. But for those of you that are listening, or you have kids that are not listening, but you're listening for them by proxy, there is a way to get them out of student debt in one of the coolest ways possible. So please, please, please remember them right now as we go through the rest of this presentation, because student debt is killing the millennials right now and future generations. And this is one of the coolest ways I've ever seen of helping people get out of it.
Well, you know what? And I'm so glad you brought that up, Jordan, because I was actually just reading an article the other night that there is a significant number of what the news refers to as seniors. Folks, I would never call you seniors. I respect you too much for that. But that have student loan debt. People that are retiring that have student loan debt, jeezy Pete's.
Mm-hmm. And the numbers are ever growing.
Yeah.
It's an increasing amount. So, and it's, I mean, it just, it is what it is. Our job, our responsibility is to try and help clear that up for people either when you're there or before you get there.
Now, Kyle, you just asked a series of questions and we're going to repeat those here in just a little bit. But if people answered yes to those questions, if they want to figure out how to free up more money, if they want to figure out how to save on their taxes, if they want to help plan for their kids' college, how can they do that?
The first step is just getting a hold of us. You can call or text us at 937-600-6901 and schedule a time to sit down with us so we can help you figure out how to do this, how you can reduce the volume of interest you're paying to lenders, how you can improve your cash flow, decrease your taxes in the future, save for college. And my favorite one, I'm not going to lie, is retiring with tax-favored income.
Absolutely.
If you can show me how to have access to money that I don't have to worry about running through the IRS and paying taxes on, I'm all ears.
That's my kind of language.
Before we go to break, for those of you that are listening, again, the number is 937-600-6901. Again, 937-600-6901. Just text them, reach out, give them a phone call, whatever you're comfortable with. But I'm sure a lot of you just feel sick. You're tired of just feeling like your kids, your grandkids are not winning, they're struggling, or you're struggling. I promise you, spending time with somebody who's qualified, professional, and knows what they're talking about, they have the knowledge behind them to help you. Reach out to them, 937-600-6901. They know what they're doing. They're going to help you for free. Reach out. Again, we'll be right back with Debt Free for Good. Here you're listening to AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO. Debt Free for Good will be right back.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the Hot Spring Spa of Dayton Health Minute for May. Fibromyalgia. Not easy to spell, not very easy to say, and really not very easy to live with. More than 5 million people in the U.S. suffer from this disorder, and the targeted pain points, sensitivity to pressure, and difficulty sleeping can really cause serious trouble for a lifetime. But there is nothing you can do about it. Or is there? With regular hydrotherapy, the kind that Hot Spring Spa provides, patients can enjoy long-term pain relief, a sense of calm and well-being, and optimal blood circulation, which is essential for healing. Studies have been done, and hydrotherapy has been found to help fibromyalgia patients have a better quality of life and better sleep, too. So if you have pain in the lower back, hips, or knees, effective relief may be as close as your own backyard. Fibromyalgia. We can't make it easier to spell or say, but with Hot Spring Spa, we can make it easier to deal with. Hot Spring Spa of Dayton, just for the health of it.
Hey, everybody. Sergeant Mark here. Well, spring is finally upon us. Did the nasty winter take a toll on the exterior of your home? If you answered yes, let me make a recommendation to you. I have used CertaPro painters for the last several years on projects at my home, and for both interior and exterior work, I have been thoroughly satisfied with the results. They've done a great job for me, and right now is the time to call CertaPro painters and get on the schedule for that spring exterior paint project. Now, the first thing that'll happen, they will give you a free estimate where every detail is spelled out clearly so there are no surprises. And this is just one aspect that sets CertaPro painters apart from other painting contractors. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated, so you're hiring people who live and work right here in our community. If you're a business owner, CertaPro painters offers commercial painting with minimal disruption to your business. Get that free estimate now. 800-GO-CERTA, 800-GOCERTA, CERTA with a C, or online at CertaPro.com. CertaPro painters, we do painting, you do life.
Life happens. At McAfee, we make it easier for you by offering lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance or filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Learn more at mcair.com. Any season, anytime, McAfee.
Stock market instability, volatility, and losing money is a big concern. But it doesn't have to be. With a structured retirement plan, you can protect your money and forward your financial progress toward retirement. You don't have to risk your future riding the stock market roller coaster. Call the Miami Valley's retirement resource and author of Income Allocation, David Gaylor, at Tradewinds Financial Group. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437. And tune in Saturdays at 3 for your game plan for retirement.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
At Jeff Schmidt Auto Group, we have 7 state-of-the-art service facilities. All 7 locations have modern waiting areas with free amenities. Or drop off your car and drive off in one of our complimentary loaner vehicles. If you're too busy to come in on a weekday, schedule a Saturday appointment or use one of our 24/7 drop boxes. Your car will be taken care of by one of our certified technicians who are always kept up with the latest training. From an oil change to a major collision, come to Jeff Schmidt Auto Group and experience the advantage.
Ohio's most iconic show, WKRP in Cincinnati, now plays on MeTV, WHIO Classic Television Channel 7.2.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Weeknights at 9:30.
Call Sales Point Realtors to sell your house. We're second-generation realtors in business for 65 years in the Miami Valley. Call Sales Point Realtors now at 435-SOLD. That's 435-SOLD.
Every Saturday, 11 to noon, Take-Two Healthcare brings the latest on wellness and alternative therapies. I'm Dr. Merkel. You might learn that maybe your health problems really do have safe, natural solutions. And Ask the Expert show on WHIO.
Skies will continue to clear, and that will give us mostly sunny skies for the afternoon and evening. A light breeze with temperatures near 69 degrees. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Debt Free for Good. You're listening to AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO. And I just want to say, Joyce, my grandma, Connect, thank you so much for that selfie. Everybody in the studio is loving it. And thanks for sharing the good news of Debt Free for Good to everybody down in Middletown. But we are jumping right back into it. Before we left for the break, for those of you that are just tuning in, we asked some questions about, you know, how would you feel, really, if you were debt free? How would you feel if you didn't feel gross and pressured and just scared every time the bills came in the mail? And we have something we want to talk about, and that's the game of life.
Yeah, the game of life is something, it's probably a board game a lot of us played growing up, and you might still play it today, but you know, when it comes to the game of real life, it works a little differently. Because at the start of the game, obviously we're all born, and you're going along through playing the game, and typically somewhere in your late teens to early 20s, you start to accumulate debt. It could be student loans, it could be car loans, it could be a house, it could be a variety of different things. But most of us accumulate some kind of debt in our late teens to early 20s, and then you're going along through life and you're paying your bills because you're a responsible adult. You know, you're this age, this is what you're supposed to do now. And you're just simply cruising along through life. Well, eventually life starts to change. And all of a sudden, now you have to buy that house, or you have to buy a bigger house, or you've got to trade in the sedan for the minivan because now you got a couple of little ones running around. Or, you know, whatever your situation is, you start taking on more debt. And this whole time, you know that the goal is to get to the end of the game. And the end of the game for this is getting to retirement, being debt-free, and having enough money to do the things you want to do. You don't have to be rich. Because I had somebody tell me years ago, lifestyle is being able to do the things you want to do when you want to do them without worrying about how to pay for it. And right. For every single individual out there, your idea of an ideal retirement is going to be a little different. And it doesn't make a difference to me what you want to do. My responsibility is to get you there.
Well, and that's one of the things that I've always had such a problem with is when you say the word retirement. I can't visualize being 69 and a half. And the idea of waiting till I'm 69 or 59 and a half, sorry, 64, whatever, any of those ages above 45, I have a hard time with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to wait on some arbitrary number to do the things that I want to do. And I don't think any of us here do.
No, we don't. But the reality is that as you're going along, going through the game of life, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Life happens to everybody because something for most individuals, something will come along that can derail your path, that can give you a detour. It could be so many different things. It could be a medical situation. It could be an unexpected unemployment. It could be a downturn in the economy. There's so many things that can go on. I know for my wife and I, it was the fact that we had two kids. We were going along doing fine. And if you've been following the show, you might have an idea where this is going. But, you know, we were actually at a point where we were going to wait until our daughter's first birthday to think about if we were going to have a third. And then all of a sudden she got pregnant, and then we found out it was two.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, right. It was really quickly. So
all on her own.
No. I had a little something to do with that. But,
okay.
But, you know, that was just, I mean, it changes. Now, fortunately for us, we had actually, right before she found out she was pregnant, we had gotten a different vehicle, and thankfully it turned out to be a minivan. But the point was, this happens. Life mm-hmm. happens. And for a lot of folks, you feel like you're on a treadmill. You're going along making your debt payments, just trying to get out of debt, trying to save for retirement. But no matter what happens, it feels like you're running and running and running, but it doesn't feel like you're getting anywhere.
Right.
You're on a treadmill. You're not really getting anywhere. You're doing a lot of work. And coincidentally, you're not even in any better shape.
Right.
But what we want to do when we get a chance to sit down with you, we want to teach you how to break that cycle so that you can get to the end. You can get to retirement debt-free with enough money to enjoy life.
Absolutely.
So, and for the folks that are retiring right now, I mean, according to the studies, the average household of retirees right now has earned about $2 million in their lifetime, which sounds like a lot of money. But the reality is when you divide $2 million by 40 years, it comes out to $50,000 a year. Which that's a lot more manageable number that you can go, oh yeah, well somebody did earn that.
Yeah.
But if you remember in the last segment, we said the average household only saves 3% of their money. So that means that the average household is retiring with only $60,000.
That is absolutely crazy. And I want to touch back on that when we come back from this short break. You're listening right now to Debt Free for Good on AM 1290 WHIO News 95.7.
This election day, count on us for in-depth coverage and frequent updates on what matters to you most here in the Miami Valley. The latest election news all day and all night Tuesday, here on the Miami Valley and Ohio's election headquarters. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Mueller might testify. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. President Trump weighing in on talk of special counsel Robert Mueller appearing before Congress. Fox's Gernal Scott has more live.
Steve, today, Democratic House member David Cicilline, who's on the House Judiciary Committee, said on Fox News Sunday that they were set for Mueller to testify in a little more than a week.
A tentative date has been set of May 15th, and we hope the special counsel will appear.
Cicilline had to clarify that no agreement to testify has been officially reached yet, but the president has now said in a tweet that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, should not testify. He says Democrats are looking for a redo after he says no obstruction was found. Senators may also be looking for Mueller to testify as well, Steve.
Thanks, Gernal. Clashes continuing between Israeli forces and militants in the Gaza Strip. At least 3 Israelis and 16 Palestinians killed.
The latest count is that more than 460 rockets and mortars have been fired out of the Gaza Strip. This is fighting that's been going on, this particular flare-up, for the last couple of days. The Israeli Defense Forces, the Air Force, has hit what it claims are military targets, more than 220 as it stands.
Sky News correspondent Alex Rossi in southern Israel. Gas prices still going up.
This is a 5-cent rise over the past 2 weeks to a national average price of $2.97 for regular. Since mid-January, there's been a 66 cents per gallon surge in the price. And in the prior 2 weeks, it was a 13-cent jump. So this nickel is greatly slowed. And there are reasons to suppose that the price might now be peaking.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. And Russian authorities saying at least 13 people died in a fire on an airplane that made an emergency landing at an airport in Moscow. This is Fox News.
Now, the three big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. A 28-year-old Covington man was taken to the hospital after a late Saturday night crash on U.S. 36 in Dark County. The Dark County Sheriff's Office identifies the man as Jerry D. Evans III, and while the accident is still under investigation, alcohol is believed to be a cause. The case of a Middletown man charged with 2 counts of kidnapping and grand theft auto is headed to a grand jury, according to court records. Dalveer Singh allegedly stole a running car with 2 children inside from the Atrium Medical Center last week. And a beautiful day in the Miami Valley today. No precipitation on the radar this hour. We are expecting a sunny and windy afternoon all the way into your evening. It's 50 degrees in Troy, 57 in Eaton, and 56 degrees in Dayton. You're never far from Dayton's top stories. I'm Caleb McLeod, WHIO, continuing news.
Warm weather's arriving, and you're in the midst of deciding where to get your next new vehicle so you can hit the road in style. It has to be fun for the family and fulfill your work and recreation needs. It's time to find new roads at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg, the home of great deals, no doubt, every day. You'll find a big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks, among their hundreds of trucks, plus a great selection of GM-certified program vehicles. Dave will tell you, the buying experience is easy.
There are no hassles, plus you'll spend a minimum time at the dealership and get the great price for the vehicle you want.
Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started, and go to DaveKehlChevrolet.com to find out more. Time to find new roads and join thousands of customers who have found the best place to get their next new or used vehicle is Dave Kale Chevrolet in Mechanicsburg.
Hi, Pete Kasuja here in Old North Dayton, where my wife Shirley and I started our garden center in 1963, and now we have customers who come to us every year from Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. The reason for such loyalty is because they know that we have thousands of shade trees, fruit trees, weeping trees, dwarf trees, evergreens, and flowering shrubs, all ready to load. We also have 16 greenhouses where we grow thousands of bonsai trees and indoor plants and garden plants, berry and fruit plants, and don't forget our green mat grass seed. So today, mow in May. We're about a mile east of the Stanley Avenue exit on I-75, so come out to 1309 Brandt Pike and be dazzled.
North
clouds will continue to decrease as we head into this afternoon, and that will give us mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will continue to stay mild, right around 69 degrees, with a light breeze. Mostly clear skies for tonight, and we will be dropping to a low of 50 degrees. More sunshine and warmer weather in store for Monday, highs near 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone? For Android, just say, OK, Google, and then play WHIO News.
Welcome back to Debt Free for Good. You are listening to AM 1290 and News 95.7 on WHIO. And before we left for the break, we were talking about life and how it throws its challenges at you and everything that we have to go through just to get to this mystical retirement location. But before we figure out how to get to retirement, there's about four steps we need to pound through that Kyle's going to walk through. And those are cash flow, what is it, debt, taxes, and risk. So can you kind of make sense of that for me, Kyle?
Yeah. Step two in our process is cash flow. And it when it comes to cash flow, it's a matter of being effective and efficient with your money. One of the things that I've told a lot of my clients is, you know, when I was a kid, when we would go somewhere on vacation, and I'm sure there's plenty of you that can relate, my dad would clear off the kitchen table and he would get out the map and he would meticulously plan the route as far as where we were going to go. And then we would take off and dad's the driver, mom's the navigator, and heaven forbid that we hit road construction or somebody misses a detour. I mean, we've all been in that car before. Well, does it make any sense for you to still be using a roadmap with your money? We have GPSs now. Why not just use a GPS? It's so much more efficient. And also, if you go back another generation, I remember when I was, I don't know, maybe about 10, my grandpa, my dad's dad, was telling me a story about when him and grandma loaded all five of the kids up into the car and drove from Ohio to Nebraska to go visit some family. Well, that's because they didn't have interstates. I mean, that would have been a brutal car. I wouldn't do that with my four kids.
No.
You kidding me?
No.
So, you know, that's what we want to teach you how to do. We want to teach you how to essentially put your money on an interstate using a GPS so that you can be faster and more efficient with your money. Stop using old ideas and old concepts. Start using something better.
Right.
So, but another thing that we want to do is plan for the unexpected and the expected. Is we like to follow a very common 80-20 rule. 80% of your savings should be set aside for long-term stuff, for retirement, or that should be directly going to get you out of debt. But at the same time, 20% of it needs to be set aside for emergencies and emotional spending. Because when it comes to emergencies, we kind of touched on that. You know, I know, you know, as I said, my wife and I had a set of unexpected twins. Well, guess what? When they were very, very young, actually 17 days old, they both got sick and they both spent about 2 weeks in Dayton Children's Hospital. Well, surprise, surprise, that ran up not only a lot of medical bills, but a lot of ancillary expenses to go along with it. And everybody has that. It could be an unemployment. I mean, it could be so many different things. You want to have money sitting aside for emergencies. But then also, what about emotional? Because there's so many things that you can do. I mean, maybe you got a chance to go to spend 2 weeks in Europe and you've got a tremendous deal on it. It's half off. If you want to go to Europe for 2 weeks, then go. You know, have some money sitting there to do that. So
Well, look at Jordan. I mean, he travels all around doing all of these speaking engagements everywhere. Been in Arizona for his doctoral program. Where's that come from?
Exactly. Yeah. And we don't, you know, you want to be able to enjoy life.
Right.
So the second thing that we teach folks is how banks leverage cash flow. And we're going to be a little generous here because we all have bank accounts. I mean, most of us probably have checking accounts and savings accounts. And we're just going to say that for every dollar you have sitting in the bank, you're going to get 1% interest. Well, what happens is, according to the Federal Reserve, that bank is allowed to take that $1 and lend that out up to 7 times. And when they lend it out, they get to choose how it gets lent out. And it can be anywhere from 4% interest on up. So you can do the math. If you have $1 that you're getting 1% on, that's getting leveraged 7 times at the minimum of 4%, they're getting 28% on the money and they're only giving you 1.
Right.
So, but what we want to do is teach you how to leverage your money. We want to teach you how to use your banks like a dollar, how to give every dollar two jobs, and create compound interest that works in your favor rather than works against you. So step three is debt. And one of the things we always do is we introduce our clients to a couple named Mark and Joyce. Now, Mark and Joyce are real live actual people. We've changed some of their information just for privacy concerns. But when Mark and Joyce met us, they were both in their 30s. They had three kids. Their kids were fairly young. They both worked, had nice incomes, and they were saving some for retirement. Their primary financial goals, they wanted to increase their retirement income. They wanted to reduce their debt. They wanted to get their spending under control. They wanted to save more for college, and they hadn't even done a will and a trust. So if you're out there listening to this, I'm sure you can hear that situation, and there's probably somebody you know that is in a very similar situation to that. It might be you, it might be somebody you know, but that's very relatable. And when you look at Mark and Joyce's situation, they had a savings account with, you know, about $5,000-$6,000 in it, and he had a 401k at work that he was contributing to. Again, this is very, very common stuff. When you looked at Mark and Joyce's debts, they were also very common. They had a couple of credit cards, had a little medical debt, they'd financed some furniture, had a car loan, and had a mortgage. Now, if you ask Mark and Joyce how much debt they have, they tell you about $180,000. They were spending almost $2,200 a month in their debt payments, and they were actually fortunate. Their average interest rate between all of them was about 10%, which, considering they had a couple of credit cards, is actually pretty good. But the reality of the situation is that when we sat down with Mark and Joyce, they knew they were going to be in debt for 30 years because they had just gotten their home. They knew they had $180,000 in debt. What Mark and Joyce had no idea about was that they were going to spend $199,000 in interest payments over the next 30 years. And that assumed that they weren't going to take on any additional debt. So their total debt was $180,000, but their real debt was $380,000. And a lot of times when we sit down with folks, that's the one that really gets them. They just have no idea how much interest they're going to be paying over their life.
So essentially their total balance, if they wanted to pay it all off at once, they could have written a check, $180,000.
Yes.
But over the course of the years, all the interest payments, all the everything else, their real debt is $380,000?
Yeah, wow. Exactly. And if we look at their accounts, you know, we said that he was saving into a 401k, had about $36,000 in there. And we just kind of went with the fact he was putting about $300 a month in. And let's say we're going to assume, and we don't like to assume, but we kind of have to, that he was going to get about 5% interest on that account and a 25% tax bracket. If you project that account out over 30 years, he's going to have around $408,000. And assuming that tax rates are the same in the future, and that's a big, big assumption, mm-hmm. that means he's going to have about $306,000 available after taxes. Now, conversely, after we sat down with Mark and Joyce and we were able to get all their information, put our reports together, analyze everything, we were able to get Mark and Joyce out of debt in 7.8 years as opposed to 30. Getting them out of debt so much sooner saved them $122,000 in interest over that time frame. And then what it did is it freed up that $2,200 a month that they could now put away for retirement. And with how they chose to put it away, they're going to have just over $1 million in savings in 30 years. And they know they're going to do that. Because what we decided to do with them was we put it into an environment where they're going to get a guaranteed compound interest rate. So they know when they're going to retire exactly what they're looking at. It's not a projection or an assumption.
That's a gigantic difference.
It is. And that's one of the things, when we sat down and looked at the numbers, if Mark and Joyce had chose to do what they were already doing, they would have never had the $1 million in retirement. Mm-hmm. They would have paid the extra $122,000 in interest. So if we add those up and subtract the $306,000 they were going to have after taxes, mm-hmm. it would have cost Mark and Joyce $820,000 to just keep doing what they were already doing and change absolutely nothing.
And how many people do you think are out there right now just burying their heads in the sand when they have the opportunity to do something like this?
Quite a few. We can only help you if you give us a call and come in and talk to us. So, you know, the number is 937-600-6901. Give us a call. But the next step in this process is taxes. And this is always a fun part for me. I get to ask people, hey, Let's put on our special goggles and let's look 20 years into the future. Where do you think tax rates are going to be? Are they going to be higher, lower, or the same as they are now? What do you guys think?
Oh, higher.
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 Yeah.
Higher is basically the right answer.
Yeah.
So given the fact that we think taxes are going to be higher, let me offer anybody out there that's listening a business proposal.
Okay.
I, Kyle Williams, am willing to go into business with you. Here's the terms of this agreement. You are going to front all of the money. You are going to take all of the risk. You are going to manage the business on a day-to-day basis. And 30 years from now, I'm going to tell you how much money you owe me, and the rate is not negotiable. Do I have any takers?
Nope.
Pass.
If you do want to take him up on that, the phone number is 937-600-6901.
Yeah. I've yet to have a person tell me yes on that. The problem is that's how tax-deferred retirement accounts work. You front all the money. You take all the risk. You manage the account. And when you're going to retire, the government tells you how much money you owe, and the rate is not negotiable.
Right.
So, and one of the things, an exercise that I've done with a lot of clients, is looking at what we call the myth of tax deferral. Is, let's say you're going to take $5,000 and put it into a tax-deferred IRA. You're going to defer taxes, and we'll say it's at a 25% tax rate. And so with that, how much money are you going to save, Jeremy, by not paying the taxes now?
25%.
That's $1,250. So let's say that account is going to grow at 10% per year. And if it does that, you know, we know that that account's going to double every 7.2 years. So if we project that out, it's going to be worth, let's see, that's what, 21 years later, it's going to be worth $40,000. But remember, we deferred taxes on this. So the tax bill doubled, doubled, and then doubled again, just like the account value. So the account is worth $40,000, but now you owe $10,000 in taxes. And I've yet to have anybody look at that and show me where the tax savings is.
Where is the savings?
There is no tax savings. And the problem with this situation is we all just said that in 20 years, taxes are going to be higher than they are now.
Right.
So if taxes go up, you're going to come out money behind in this situation.
Right.
So, you know, deferring taxes sounds great, but it doesn't always work out that way. So then it becomes a really important question. If we think taxes are going to be higher in the future, is postponing taxes really a good idea?
Not at all.
So if it's not a good idea to postpone taxes, when do you want to start doing that tax planning?
Now.
No.
You know how you do that now? 937-600-6901.
A little slower, that's 937-600-6901.
Yep. And step five that we want to get in during this this session is risk. We don't ever want our clients to lose a lifetime worth of work due to taking unnecessary risk. The risks that we face are very common ones. We've already talked about taxes. Another risk that we face is markets. You know, we have no control over what the market does. We can't control when it goes up, when it goes down, how much it goes up, how much it goes down. That's just outside of our control. So if it's outside of your control, that's a game that I personally don't care to play.
No, not at all.
And, you know, something else that goes on, and this is a silent assassin killer, it's inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation is always taking off. And again, it's out of control.
Yeah.
Out of our control. We can't do anything about
both.
We talked about emergencies earlier. This is life. These things happen every day. Disabilities. You know, I know every time I get on the road, I'm only a split second away from never being able to walk again. So I want to protect myself and my family from that. You know, lawsuits are a risk. You've also got fraud. I mean, unfortunately, identity theft is a very real problem in today's society. And I know, you know, this kind of touches on my background is when I got into the financial services and the insurance business, I did a lot of work with Medicare and final expense insurance for seniors. I can tell you that if you ever hear a study that says outliving your money is the number one fear of seniors, that is absolutely true. They are petrified of outliving their money.
And that's turning into a bigger problem every day.
It is. It is. So, you know, those are the risks that you face. And what we want to do is help you eliminate or reduce all of those risks when you're putting the right kind of plan together to get out of debt and get prepared for the rest of your life.
For those of you who are listening right now, we're getting ready to go on break, but if you feel gross, icky, just this is stressing you out, don't worry about it. There is light at the end of the tunnel. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big picture and how we can remove that stress for you. Again, you're listening to Debt Free for Good on AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO. We'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor shooting range and firearms training center, is celebrating 15 years in business this month. We offer recreational and competitive shooting, individual and small group lessons, firearms training classes, including our award-winning First Shots program, the area's best concealed carry course, and a series of advanced handgun courses, which include shooting on the move and at moving targets, low light shooting, and spontaneous self-defense shooting, among other topics. Thinking about buying a gun? Try it before you buy it at SimTrainer. We have many of the most popular handguns on the market in stock. SimTrainer supports youth shooting initiatives by participating in the Scholastic Action Shooting Program, the Steel Challenge, and by offering youth shooting sports camps in the summer. SimTrainer also sells firearms and ammo and shooting accessories. For more information, go to sim-trainer.com. Call the range at 293-3914 or stop by the range, which is located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine. Experience the SimTrainer difference.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Nature Stone. Take care of your wet basement issues for good with Nature Stone. Warmer than tile, easier to clean than carpet, Nature Stone is a permanent end to dampness and mildew. Never replace your basement flooring again, all backed by Russell's Promise, a true unconditional warranty. Get Nature Stone installed by the end of May and get up to half off. Schedule a free estimate at naturestone.com. Like my friend Mike Massetta says, it's not just a floor. Wow. It's Nature Stone.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement and learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
We've all felt at some point that the dollars we've donated have been wasted, or that we don't have enough money to invest in real change. But at United Way of the Greater Dayton Area, your donation fights against hunger, violence, and poverty in our community, $1 at a time. Please visit liveuniteddayton.org and click Give, or text Miami Valley to 41444. Every dollar matters, so any amount you can give is appreciated. United Way of the Greater Dayton Area. We need you to join the fight.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
She wants you to add on a bedroom, and I want a two-car garage.
Follow me. This is where I want you to add on a bedroom. We've been using it as a storage room. This room is huge.
My turn. When stuff quits working, this is where I put it. A two-car garage!
We donate the donatables
and recycle the recyclables.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK!
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Announcing the 2019-2020 Premier Health Broadway Series at the Schuster Center. 12 Tony Awards, 9 Drama Desk Awards, 2 Ohio Premieres, and 1 Pulitzer Prize. Don't miss the 2018 Tony Award Best Revival, Once on This Island, and Best Scenic Design, The SpongeBob Musical, plus Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the 20th anniversary of Rent, Summer, the Donna Summer Musical, and The Return of Cats. Get season tickets now at TicketCenterStage.com.
Skies will continue to clear, and that will give us mostly sunny skies for the afternoon and evening. A light breeze with temperatures near 69 degrees. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Debt Free for Good on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Dayton, Ohio. Again, you're listening to AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO. And as always, our phone number is 937-600-6901. Please reach out, text for that free consultation. For those of you that have been listening and you feel that you're just struggling and beaten down, well, pay attention because we have light at the end of the tunnel. Kyle?
Yeah, step six in our process is understanding the big picture. And you know, when we say we're going to put a plan together, a phrase that we like to use is build a plan. And, you know, Jordan, let's say you and your wife decide you want to build a house. What's the best way to go about that process? I mean, should Jeremy, Ashley, and I decide to come over and help you, and we'll run over to Menards and rent a pickup truck and throw some 2x4s in it and a door and a couple of windows and drive out to the middle of nowhere and figure it out on a gorgeous day like today? Or do you go to an architect?
Well, considering Legos confuse me and IKEA makes me mad, I'd go to an architect.
Yeah, because you go to an architect. You want to go to a professional. You want to go to somebody that knows what they're doing and knows how to do it, and let them design your plan. And then once you and your wife have approved the designs and you know exactly what you want, then you take that to a builder. And you let the builder put that house together. And once it's done, then you get to go live in it.
I like it. Makes the most sense. So we should do the same thing with our finances, I'm assuming.
Yes, yes. And that's what we want to let you do is come to us. Let us be the architect and the builder. Let's work together to put this together for you so that you can just simply enjoy life. Because some of the benefits that a lot of our clients get, and these are some of my favorite things. If you're listening out there, would you like to argue or worry less about money?
Check.
Well, remember, I mean, we had Dr. Schimmel on talking about that being one of the biggest problems that couples have.
Yeah, it's just the ability to not have to stress about money. What about finding wasted money? What about improving your cash flow? You can dramatically increase your savings by working with us, get out of debt faster than you ever thought possible, learn how to prioritize your accounts. And what we mean by that is, which accounts should your money be going into and which debts need to be getting paid off in what order? And last of all, retiring with tax-favored income. So if we want to go back to Mark and Joyce for a minute, if you remember, Mark and Joyce were going to be in debt for 30 years. They had $180,000 in debt. They were going to pay $199,000 in interest for a total of $380,000. Instead, by working with us, they were able to get out of debt in 7.8 years. They saved $122,000 in interest, freed up almost $2,200 a month that they could now put towards retirement, and they're going to retire in 30 years with just over $1 million in tax-favored money. I don't know about you guys, but that sounds like the way to go to me, and I know personally that's what my wife and I do. Everybody that I sit down and talk to, I tell them I eat my own cooking, which I actually do a decent amount of the cooking at my house, so I have no problem eating my own cooking. But when it comes to my money, I eat what I cook. I actually got my wife and I set up for a plan before I even went and talked to my immediate family about it. I didn't even talk to my sister, my brother, my parents. I didn't talk to any of them until I was doing what I was telling them about. Because it always bothers me when I hear about people that do something different with their money than what they tell their clients.
It's hypocrisy.
It is, and I don't believe in it.
Right.
The only reason we're on this show is because all four of us are doing exactly what we're telling you about. We are following this program with our own lives and with our own money. We're not in here blowing smoke. This is what we are doing. We eat what we cook.
Right. I just want to throw out something. For those of you that are listening, he hit the nail on the head. All four of us are doing this, and I'm a client of theirs. I don't work for this company. I'm a client, and I'm on here each and every week just to share my experience and let all of you know how incredible it is that they do a free consultation to help you. Again, that phone number is 937-600-6901. But the reason I kind of wanted to interject is peace of mind. For those of you that are listening and you're thinking, I've got tons of credit card debt or this interest is piling up, I don't really know where to start, blah, 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 and it's mounting stress, I can tell you firsthand experience, they have a plan in place for just my wife and I, including our mortgage, to be completely out of debt in half the time that our mortgage is. So if you got a 30-year mortgage, that's 15 years, and we're probably going to beat that and get it close to 10, be 100% debt-free. That peace of mind, knowing that not only is my retirement taken care of, my debt is taken care of, Kelly and I, when we go out, we have this peace. We can look at each other and go, hey, within our budget, we know we're going to be able to retire. We're not worrying about what money's going where. We can go to the movies. We can go out to eat with friends. We're not stressing out. So if you're listening and you want that peace of mind, please reach out to Debt Free for Good, 937-600-6901. They will put a free plan in place for you and help you get that peace of mind. And I promise it is worth it. I promise you.
And that right there is step 7. It's just making the decision to give us a call and just allowing us to sit down and spend the time with you to teach you the things that we've learned and to help us build that plan for you so that you can get out of debt, you can get rid of that stress in your life, and you can prepare for the rest of your life the way you want to. We talked about lifestyle earlier. It's just the ability to do the things you want to do when you want to do them without stressing about how to pay for it.
Thanks for another week of Debt Free for Good. You're listening to AM 1290 News 95.7 on WHIO. We'll see you next week.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.